Hey guys, it's the Great Debate
and Gals
podcast.
Guys and gals.
Gals,
mostly gals.
Also, mostly gals.
Yeah.
Right? You look at
this. Babes love the show.
You have stats on this?
Yeah.
Really?
What's the breakdown?
We're the number one debate show among women.
All right.
Okay.
You might be right.
Yeah.
I believe it. I guess.
I mean, there's sorry. Okay,
let's jump in.
You want to jump in?
Yeah,
fine.
Let's not get lost in the hypotheticals of how many women listen to the Great Debates. It's many. They love it. Thank you. We love you all.
Do you guys want to do a micro debate?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this for the last 30 seconds. I have a topic.
Good.
Do we have a timer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we ready to go?
Yes.
Healy, why don't you take the pro, okay?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
The debate topic is Hamilton the movie.
The movie.
That's the movie adaptation.
A hypothetical Hamilton movie.
Hamilton. Just let him finish, Healy.
Hamilton the movie will win at least one Oscar.
Okay. I mean, look, obviously, as we all know, you can't win an Oscar for original song for songs that have already appeared in a Broadway show. So when they make Hamilton this hit Broadway musical into a movie, which they inevitably will, first of all, Lin-Manuel Miranda will write some new songs to fill in some of the gaps that will emerge as you're restructuring it for the cinema. Plus, I mean, Hollywood, the Oscars love it when a regular old actor is in a musical. Somebody will win a Best Supporting whatever for playing Eliza Schuyler or whatever is in Hamilton. So Hamilton will win at least one Oscar, probably a couple. I mean, I think the Oscars showered love on directors of musicals.
Such as?
Bob Fosse. Didn't Rob Marshall win one for Chicago? I don't remember.
What did Bob Fosse win for?
I don't know, but I know that he did.
Okay. So a couple of things. First of all, there's not 100% guarantee that the movie is even going to be made.
Oh,
is
come there on. It's such a slam dunk.
It seems like a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about some other supposed slam dunks that have done well on Broadway
mm-hmm.
that were going to be can't misses at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
How about a little movie called Doubt? How many Oscars did Doubt win?
Not a musical.
What is that? Why does that
matter?
It's just
a boring old play. Nobody wants
it. It was not considered a boring old play on Broadway. Quite the contrary. People said you've never seen anything like it. The sad truth is that plays, good plays, don't always turn into good Oscars or good movies. And on top of that, I actually believe that the movie industry likes to be proprietary about its art form, which is to say that they're okay with it when things are adapted from books or articles, but when they come from the stage, they feel like that has been recognized already.
That's crazy.
To wit, A Few Good Men.
What about Chicago? Okay, just limit yourself to musicals. They showered Chicago with Oscars.
No, that
they couldn't stop.
I don't think they showered them with
sure.
it. I think it won.
Didn't
like
Catherine
three.
And Renee Zellweger both win?
We'll have to look this up during
yeah.
host chat. But
okay.
That's the last example of a musical I can think of that had any degree of success.
Okay.
I mean, even to go back to The Wizard of Oz, which didn't win Best Picture. There's another. I mean, I know it's not a play, but a musical that didn't fare
did it
well.
Did it win any Oscars?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
I absolutely have no
We're
idea.
Really on.
Okay, here's your problem.
Yeah.
The truth is there's just so many Oscars to go around. We have no idea what movies are going to be coming out in 2018 in the year of Hamilton. There's no, I think it's, you have to assume A, some degree of likelihood that the movie won't get made at all, and B, there will be other extraordinary movies. As you said, yes, its best chance is to be an additional original music written for that. But what we found often is in the case with a dominant songwriter that often what happens is that he or she gets three or four songs nominated and then splits the vote and a dark horse sneaks in.
You're acting like you're bummed that you got cut off, but actually you're relieved because you were treading water.
What do you mean?
I mean, Hamilton is going to win. They're going to make a movie of Hamilton and it's going to win an Oscar.
I think it's like 50-50. I think it's like a great debate topic. I don't know why you think it's such a slam dunk.
I don't know.
This happens all. By the way, the movie. here's something. The movie might suck. Like,
that's
people talk
true.
About movies all
that
the
could
time.
Happen.
Every time there's an early front runner for an Oscar that no one has seen yet.
Yeah.
It rarely turns out to be the one that actually like wins any Oscars.
None of us have seen Hamilton. I haven't heard anybody who's seen Hamilton and been like, this sucks. Nobody's
yeah, I know.
Saying
I'd,
it, but this
I'd
blows.
Love for one person
yeah, to just be
to
like,
convince
it's corny,
yeah.
it's silly,
yeah.
it's embarrassing.
I mean, I'm sure it's amazing.
I was cringing the whole time.
Did Les Mis win anything?
No.
It's the most recent musical.
Good question.
It may have won like set deck or art direction.
Well, that would count.
Yeah. Dave, what about art direction and costumes?
Yeah, you know, we should have said that it's one of the
majors.
It's one of the ones that's presented on that night or whatever.
All retroactive, but even costume and makeup is given on that night.
You're right.
I'll retroactively though say I'll let you have it be one of the majors.
The majors, not one of the technical awards.
The sound awards are presented that night, and a lot of times they'll go for a musical.
Medines, there was a time when you were in the hunt for a sound Oscar, right?
Sure.
Is that true?
I mean, we worked on a few films that were Oscar nominated for other categories.
We should just explain for the listeners that you were a manager of like a
post-production studio.
Yeah. What movie did you think you guys had the best shot at?
You know, we were on 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And there were some pretty graphic violent scenes, as you might remember. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could say that was a possibility. But we never worked on anything bombastic and large.
And that's usually what sounded and goes to is like the things with a lot of like pew pew and
anything
like
with war and guns and
war and
that's
guns.
Who they like to honor.
Yeah,
war
they
and
love
guns.
That shit.
Smooth transition into host chat. Here
why? What do you got
from the debate?
What do you got?
No, we're in it. We just without even noticing, we're in it.
Wow.
So guys, last week I was up in San Francisco.
Oh, speaking of smooth transitions,
and I was speaking to the students at Las Positas Community College out in the East Bay.
Yes.
It was really fun. But I also had some time to walk around the city of San Francisco, and I was walking around North Beach, right? Old Italian neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. One of the best.
Yeah, hipster vibe. They've got all these great old Italian restaurants and pizza places and stuff. And I saw a couple of sort of college-age girls walk by a row of pizza places, and they're walking by, and one of the girls goes, it smells like Pizza Hut.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Too bad.
That's probably accurate, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it smelled good. She associated the smell of good pizza
with
pizza.
Other pizza.
Okay, Dave, what do you got for us?
Well, Chicago won Best Picture in what many consider to be one of the absurd upsets of all time. Rob Marshall did not win. He lost to alleged child rapist Roman Polanski for The Pianist, or some say The Pianist. Best Actress did not go to Renee Zellweger. Renee Zells. It went to Nicole Kidman for The Hours because she had a funny nose.
But sucks.
Catherine Zeta-Jones did win. She's supporting.
How
she
do
beat
you not
out
give that to Renee Queen. Zellweger?
Renee
she
Zells.
Was awesome.
She's I mean, amazing. She was fine.
Renzel Washington.
Yeah, there you go. They won 6 in total.
Pretty good. Wait, didn't Rob Marshall win?
Are you paying attention?
No.
He lost the first to alleged child rapist Roman Polanski.
Yeah. For The Polanski Pianist. Won. Sorry.
It's like, you know, whose host chat is this, Healy?
As soon as I was done with my little story, I was spaced
You're
out.
Tuned out. You don't give a shit.
That's good.
Do you guys want to know what Bob Fosse won for?
Yes.
He won for his direction of Cabaret.
I'm pretty sure, I'm not totally sure about this, but I'm pretty sure that Bob Fosse T-godded, right? Tony, Oscar, Emmy, Grammy in the same year.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. I think he won for like directing Eliza Minnelli.
E-godded?
TiVo show. What?
T-godded. Implies that you want Tony and an award that starts with T. Another
yes, you're
one.
Right. Yeah. The Thurber Prize.
The Thurber Prize. Okay, Healy. We get it. Classic.
I'm feeling punchy today.
You're silly Billy.
I'm a silly Bill. Now we're getting down to a very serious main event topic, and I'm going to focus like a laser.
Okay, I want you guys to really home in on this and see what we can get out of it. I've got a main event topic for us. Healy, why don't you take the pro?
Okay.
I think this is a great classic matchup of pro versus con here.
Oh, that's what we're looking for.
Okay. To the dispositions of the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
The debate topic is the three of us could successfully rob a bank.
Three of us could successfully rob a bank. Yes, definitely. I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro. I think the three
you
of us
pretend
really
like you think it over before you come to your position.
The three of us.
You've been assigned a position.
Well, hey, I'll take it. I agree with it. The three of us, if we put our minds to it, here's what we'd do. We'd find a bank somewhere out far away from where we live. We'd scope it out meticulously. Most bank robbers are not putting a lot of care and thought into this. We'd really plan it out. We'd know patterns. We'd know the names of everybody who works there. We'd get it down to a science. Medina would handle the getaway driving. I would handle security.
He's our grease man?
Security and crowd operations is me. Dave, all you have to do is hand a note to the teller that says, you know, give me the money or there's going to be violence. And I assume at a bank, the procedure is just to immediately hand over some money. We're out of there. We're in Medina's truck in about 30 seconds flat. We're gone. We disappear. We swap the license plates out. We dump one truck in the desert, set it on fire. This doesn't have to be a money-making operation. If we get $600 and we spend $10,000 just because we want the game of successfully robbing a bank, I think we can pull it off.
Okay. So, Healy, like you said, you've got a great plan here. Mm-hmm. And as you said, all I've got to do is hand a note to the teller that says, give us your money. There's going to be violence or something like that. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do
I'm going to piss my pants in fear. I might call the cops.
We would drill. We'll drill it out of you. You'll be ready
to go.
Drill,
you think you can.
Training but is what most bank robbers lack.
In fact, here's what I'd say.
Yeah.
I think maybe the two of you probably couldn't rob a bank, but you'd have a better chance of robbing a bank than the three
of us.
You're
crazy. If you put your mind to it, you'd actually, like, once you agreed, okay, we're going to rob a bank, you would probably be the best at it. You'd text me in the middle of the night with great ideas.
I'm not saying
brainstorms.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm talking about the heat of the moment.
There's only two streets in
to Moab, Utah, and we've got to rob this bank.
Cut the phone lines. Yeah, great. We'll jam up the cellular. Come up with all these.
The cellular.
You're going to text me at 1 a.m. I'm poking around on eBay. There's this device you can buy. It'll jam everybody. Cell phone for 30 seconds. Great, buy it. Let's do it.
There's no such device.
You're gonna get so into it. This is a hypothetical, but there's something like that is what you're gonna bring to the table.
All of the preparation in the world isn't gonna make up. First of all, there's a few things about me that you're forgetting. First of all, I have arthritis. I can't run very fast at all. If there's any sort of physical situation that we're in that requires me to like open a door quickly or for some reason open a jar or fasten buttons, then we're going to be...
So there's no fastening or jars.
I can't do it. If I have to run on concrete, I probably can't do it. I'm out. I'm going to throw myself on the ground and ruin the whole thing.
What about... Okay, maybe it would help us, actually, if you pose as a guy in like a Rascal scooter and now you have motorized transport and also you're like the least likely
suspect. I would turn you guys in.
Well,
you know why? Because I also have a conscience.
Okay, you can't ruin this debate by saying I won't do it.
I'll ruin this debate however I see fit.
You have to put yourself into.
Let's be okay. Yeah. I actually believe that in the heat of the moment, I would be terrible at this, and I would screw it up in some way. But if you want to actually argue this on whatever some different merits or something, okay, successfully rob a bank, I believe. Includes robbing for profit. I think if you've robbed a bank at a net loss, you have not succeeded.
Interesting point.
I would say the point of robbing a bank is not the sport of it, but the money.
So we'd have to break even for this to be.
I think we'd have to at least
make a net. What's a minimum number that would count as successful?
I think, given the amount of hours we'd have to put into it, I say we have to at least walk away with $5,000 for it to be a successful robbery.
Okay, here's something you didn't think about.
You want us to drive to the middle of...
Okay, what about this, Dave?
Yeah.
Now, I posited the most sort of sledgehammer-type bank robbery, but what about robbing a bank electronically or through some other, like...
I mean, that's impossible.
Computers and that
you
kind of stuff.
You think the three of us are going to be able to figure out how to hack into some mainframe and rob a bank?
We could figure...
Rob an e-bank?
If we really studied the banks of the United States, we could find some way to weasel... I mean, we just go work at the bank and smuggle out $5,000.
That's stupid, because there's people whose whole careers are based on preventing people like... Not even people like the three of us, but people with exponentially more expertise in terms of hacking internet security. That sentence was a mess, but there's people whose whole careers are devoted to preventing those people from doing
it. There's people whose whole careers are devoted to preventing all kinds of stuff, and it still happens all the time.
It doesn't happen all the time. When was the last time you heard about an electronic bank being robbed?
We're not going to hear. If it's successful, you won't even hear about it. It'll just disappear.
Not true
the money's just going to disappear.
It doesn't just disappear. People end up with it. This is you're talking crazy.
No,
you don't have any anecdotal, even anecdotal evidence to prove that you can electronically rob a bank.
I'm sure it happens.
Also, you know what, Healy?
Every day.
You know that robbing an electronic bank is not in the spirit of this debate. And if you're going to accuse me of...
Okay, well, how about this? How about we move to Moab, since you threw out Moab.
Okay, well, I'm not moving to Moab.
We spend 6 months. We all three of us get hired at the bank. We work pretty hard for 6 months. Before you know it, the manager trusts us. He lets us handle some of the depositing. One night, we walk out of there with the money. We're gone. We disappear. Goodbye, Moab.
Nobody ever finds us again. You think that's the end of it? We're on the fucking payroll. Vanished. We handed our names over day one.
We handed over our fake names.
Healy, you think they're not going to find the three of us matching our description? Be on the lookout for Chinito, 5'8" super
Steve
Jew
Holloway.
And two tall guys, one of whom is handsome and one of them looks like a half Irish half Jew. It's going to take 10 seconds to find us.
Finding us in the Cayman Islands.
I'm not going to the Cayman Islands, man.
You can't just say I'm not doing it.
No, but Healy, here's the thing. Like, you're right that if we were willing to give up everything we had and walk away from it, then maybe we could. None of us are willing to do that. I'm not willing to erase my identity. I've got people I love here that I don't want to run away
willingness.
From.
It's like, if you put your mind to robbing a bank, could you do it? Yes.
No,
you
definitely could.
I think you could do it single-handedly.
That's not the question. Is could you do it if you put your mind to it? The question is, could we
To be honest, I think you rent a car, you drive to a bank, you walk in there, give them a note, they're going to hand you some money, you drive away, you ditch the car, you get on the bus, you're gone.
If you walk in there alone, even with the three of us, there's like, every bank has an alarm button. We have no idea.
You have to be in and out fast, definitely.
It's not just fast. Also, you have to also not get caught after the fact.
We're not getting caught. Dude.
How are you so sure we're not getting caught? They have more security than ever in these banks. What's your alibi, by the way, for being gone from LA? And what the fuck were you doing in Moab
We were doing a podcast. We all vouch for each other.
Great cover.
Yeah.
Great cover.
We record one in advance.
Let me see
release
the tape. Let's
Plus,
see the
Esther
tapes.
Will lie for you and say that you guys were hanging out.
I'm not asking Esther to lie for me. I would never ask her to do that. She should always tell the truth.
Does she love you or not?
If you're listening, if the authorities ask you the truth, this is President Bartlett said to Charlie, if you ever even think about lying for me, we're done. That's what he said when Charlie was going to be subpoenaed about the whole MS scandal.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Bartlett was such a great president.
Is it time for closing statements?
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
Look, we could definitely rob a bank. There's a million ways to do it. If we put our minds to it, we could figure out a lot of ways to rob a bank electronically, by working in one, or just blunt force. I think most banks, they assume that, if in a robbery situation, they just get rid of the money. They don't worry about it too much. They'd rather do that than worry about having a dramatic incident. So they're prepared to just give you some money. We would get away with it. Now, I don't think we could rob a string of banks. I think if we did three or four, we'd probably get caught. They would investigate the seed footage, whatever, they'd piece it together. But if we were just really meticulous and surgical about robbing one bank, we could get away with it.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to blow it. Second of all, you don't know which banks have what levels of security and what don't. You have this weird hypothesis that banks aren't looking for drama and they're just going to hand money over if you give them a note because you've watched movies where that happens, but that's never the case in real life. If you watch actual security footage of bank robbers, this is closing arguments. Whether or not they're insured, they don't want to give away cash. Also, the kind of bank that you're talking about is less likely to be insured than a big bank. You're talking about these middle of nowhere banks. I don't know why we would go there. I don't think we have the skill set, the cold-blooded skill set that is required of criminals to pull it off. That's the end of my statement. Medina?
Medina, what do you think? Could we rob a bank?
No, wait, that's not the question.
Oh, I want to hear both.
Okay, both who won the debate and could we rob a bank?
And could we rob a bank? And how should we rob a bank?
Okay.
We've agreed on Moab as the place.
A small town somewhere is the best place to do it. I think you need a certain amount of shock and awe.
We could get some. You have one of the greatest fireworks displays ever. We could put something together.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, fireworks in the bank.
I like that.
I'm getting a little more confident. Healy's now you're convincing me, but the debate's over.
Oh, what about seducing a teller, a lonely woman who works at the Moab Bank? She's the assistant manager, and seduce her.
And where was this during the debate?
How do you think that helps us?
I don't know.
Well, she lets
she
us
lets
in.
Us in the back.
Gets us in
the
there.
Back.
We give her a cut. We give her a cut.
Yeah, she's in on it. Yeah, or just the love. She does it for love. She fell. Her heart fell for us.
But that's not. You know what? That's not the three of us. I think then there's four people robbing a bank. I think the three of us means that you have to do it.
I think we can, and only the three of us.
I'm going to be a literalist on this one.
I feel like we must be missing something about why it's very hard to rob a bank that we would encounter about 30 seconds after we did it and end up in jail for a long time.
You know what I read about the masks that they wear, or maybe I heard this once. You know how everybody wears like Nixon masks and stuff to rob bank? You know why people
We should talk about what kind of mask we want to
wear. Oh, well, let's talk about it. Well, yeah. Let's start there.
Wait, tell me the thing you were going to say.
Well, my understanding, do you know why bank robbers do this?
I don't know.
My understanding is that it is not, obviously it provides the function of disguising you, but it also creates one like memorable salient detail that people tend to fixate on. So instead of, so witnesses, instead of being able to, although now there's video evidence, so I don't know, but in the event where there isn't video, it's basically like a witness can say like, a guy came in, he was wearing this crazy mask with red makeup, and it's like, well, how tall was he? What did he look like?
Makeup? There was the makeup.
I don't know. He was between 5'6 and 6'4.
Yeah. We are sort of screwed on physical description because you are small and I am tall.
I'm not that small. You make it sound like I'm Peter Dinklage robbing a bank.
You led with your own weaknesses as your main case.
Weaknesses, yes. I don't. I think my height is a weakness, but I wouldn't call it like an aberration.
Mask or no, people are going to be like, okay, there was a tall guy.
What kind of masks? Two tall guys. You and Medina.
Yeah. Well, Medina's the getaway guy. Oh, He's not even in the bank.
I don't even have to go in the bank.
Well, you have to. Maybe you have to rig up the fireworks and Dave's the getaway.
What are you doing sending me in there instead of Medina? That's ludicrous.
Oh, like you're going to drive? I don't want you on the wheel.
All I can do is... Can you drive fast?
Actually, I bet you'd be great. You'd be a great getaway driver.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I'd love to be as uninvolved as possible.
Cool. Yeah. Let's do
it. Just hit the lead and take off.
Great.
Okay. What kind of masks are we wearing? And then we're done.
Well, we want something awesome, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We want to be cool. Like, we want to be like the
Haida traditional wood carved masks.
Oh, that.
Right?
Like that. Oh, that'd be cool.
Or like some African masks.
Yeah. Or like Pacific Northwest style, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Or what about some like Japanese, like kabuki style?
Has this ever happened where like someone, I can't remember.
What about full costume?
Okay.
Like plushy kind of.
That's getting a little fanciful. But here's my pitch is that our first robbery is we break into like the Aleutian Museum of the Northwest, and we steal some original masks.
Yeah.
And then we use those masks, and we're known as the Inuit.
Maybe they think we're like, maybe we leave some bullshit about how we're like doing it to reclaim whatever. Mm-hmm.
And we leave a card that says like,
it's written in Inuit.
36 words for you just got fucked.
Or you just got effed by us.
What's your favorite bank robbery film?
Point Break.
It's Dog Day Afternoon. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. It's so good. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Does he count as armored car robbery? But he's cool. What's yours?
He's cool. I recently really liked Place Beyond the Pines.
Oh, Place Beyond the Pines is awesome.
That movie's great.
Why didn't that movie get more credit when it came out? I thought it was the best movie of the year.
It's kind of structured a little oddly.
Yeah, but it's so heartbreaking. It's so beautiful. It's so real.
Yeah.
Why? You see a movie like that and you're like, why aren't all movies just trying to be this kind of realness? Why is there any artifice involved? I don't know. I got my stick up my ass now.
Okay, that movie makes me feel like I could maybe pull it off.
A bank robbery.
Because they kind of let him do it to get him the heck out of there,
yes.
Right?
I think that's the policy.
He rides a sweet-ass motorcycle.
We need to get some motorcycles.
No, cool dirt bikes. We don't have a chance.
I think that we shouldn't do this.
We're not going to do this.
Yeah, we're doing fine as it is.
Any bank robbery that happens, it wasn't us.
Especially just throwing that out there.
But now some guys are going to listen to this and they're going to get some Aleutian masks and do exactly what we said, and we're going to be busted.
They are.
You know that's happening. Probably some women, knowing our audience.
Full circle.
Well done. Well, guys, I enjoyed the debate.
It was good.
I hope you did. I hope our listeners did, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the next one.